Let England and Ireland and Scotland rejoice, and render thanksgivings with heart and with voice. That surly fanatic that now will not sing is false to the kingdom and foe to the king. For he that will grudge our fortune is such, doth deal for the devil as well as the Dutch. For why should my nature or conscience repine at taking of his life that fain would have mine? So high a victory we could not command had it not been gained by an almighty hand. The great Lord of battles did perfect this work for God and the King and the good Duke of York, whose courage was such against the low Dutch that vapored and swaggered like lords in a hutch. But let the bold Hollanders burn, sink, or swim, they have honor enough to be beaten by him. Fire, air, earth, and water, it seems, were employed to strive for the conquest which we have enjoyed. No honor or profit or safety can spring to those that do fight against God and the King. The battle was hot and bloodily fought. The fire was like rain and like hail was ye shot. For in this engagement 10,000 did bleed, of Flemings who now are ye low Dutch indeed. In this cruel conflict stout Opdam was slain by the great Duke of York, and lies sunk in ye main. 'Twas from ye Duke's frigate that he had his doom, and by the Duke's valor he was overcome. It was his good fate to fall at that rate, who sink under princes are buried in state. Since valor and courage in one grave must lie, it is a great honor by great hands to die. That gallant bold fellow, ye son of Van Trump, whose brains were beat out by the head of the Rump, engaging with Holmes, a brave captain of ours, retreated to Neptune's salt watery bowers. His fate was grown grim, he no longer could swim, but he that caught fishes, now fishes catch him. They eat up our fish without reason or laws, but now they are going to pay for the sauce. To mock at men's misery is not my aim. It never can add to an Englishman's fame. But I may rejoice that the battle is won, because in the victory God's will is done. Whose justice appears in such great affairs, who willful and boyna plague them with their errors. For he that doth cumber his conscience with guilt, in shedding of blood his own shall be spilt. In this cruel contest our fortune was such, we took 17 men of war from the Dutch, and likewise as then the occasion required, and as God would have it, 14 more were fired. At Amboyna when they tortured our men, they look not to have the same pay them again. With fire and with water their sinews were cracked, in fire and in water they died for the fact. According as our God of battle commanded, the best of their vessels were fired and stranded. All ships, men of war, for what power hath man to fight with that army where God leads even? They steer and they stem, but 'twas so extreme, our men were near dying with killing of them. They lost when ye muskets and cannon so thundered, twice so many thousand as we have lost 100. 'Twould make a brave Englishman's heart leap to seat, But 40 ships made an escape of their fleet, which our men pursue with much courage and strength. 'Tis doubtless, but we shall surprise them at length. If God be our guide and stand by our side, we shall be befriended with fair wind and tide. If Providence prosper us with a good gale, the Dutch nor the devil shall ever prevail. Prince Rupert like lightning flew thorough their fleet, like flame mixed with powder their army did meet. 10,000 slain bodies the ocean o'erspread, that in few hours' distance were living and dead. Their admirals all, save one there did fall, and death at command like a chief general. Brave Smith in the Mary did shave out his way, as reapers do wheat, or as mowers do hay. Stout Lawson and Min there did both play their parts, who emptied their guns in their enemies' hearts. The burly fat Dutchmen being cut out in slips, the vessels did look more like shambles than ships. God prosper the fleet, and send they may meet, De Ruyter to make up the conquest complete. God bless all the princes and everything that fights for ye kingdom and prays for ye king.